Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So far, our text. Last week's gospel reading from Luke was an awkward one. It came right before today's text, and it was all about Jesus' strong and proper words about the place of wealth in everybody's life and how to rightly view it. A younger brother wanted his share of the inheritance. Complaining to Jesus about this matter revealed how highly this brother thought of his wealth. To put one's wealth into proper perspective, Jesus told the parable of a wealthy man who came into even more wealth. But rather than thank God for his blessing and give away to the needy what he really did not need, which is what he should have done, he built new storehouses to hoard away his wealth. God thus viewed the man as a fool, something you do not want God viewing you as. And he states to the man that now is his time to die. And of course, this is the gospel of the Lord. It leads into today's gospel, which follows that story up immediately. And speaking to his fellow Jews, or to his disciples, sorry, Jesus gives them more law. Do not be anxious about your life, your body. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Condemning words. For each disciple was guilty of being anxious about their life. Each of you is guilty for being anxious about your life, at the very least, a small part of it, quite often. Think of the ravens, those black birds flying in the sky making all that ruckus, and how they do not plant or sow or work for their food, and yet God feeds them. Think of the lilies out in the field and how they grow and how they look wonderful without toiling or spinning anything. You are worth more than birds or flowers. So stop worrying. Oh, you of little faith, you, in the Greek, oligopistoi, you little faith ones. All the nations, all the world, the unbelievers seek after food and drink and clothing. Don't be like that. Your Father knows that you need these things. Rather, here's what you really need to be anxious about in this life: the kingdom. Seek it. Seek his kingdom. And everything else, all of these other things, will be added to you. Seek God's reign, and the rest will follow. Food, drink, house, home, everything that Luther explains is daily bread in the Lord's Prayer. Seek. Still a law statement, something for you to do. Fear not, little flock. Fear not is still a law statement. You, sinner that you are, can never rid yourself of all anxiety or of all fear. It will not ever happen fully in this life. You will continue to find yourself anxious about life things, day in and day out without fail. You will continue to be afraid at different times in your life of different things. There is no promise that fear and anxiety will cease for the Christian. Merely the command to cease them. There is a remedy. There is an antidote, a combatant to the fear and anxiety so rampant in your sinful human flesh and nature. And it will intervene when fear and anxiety show their little faces. And it will remain long after they have fled. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear a sigh of relief from you at those words. No big burden being lifted from your shoulders. I'll say it again. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Utterly amazing. Your Father, Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, all that there is, the loving Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, He is your Father. All loving, all forgiving, all merciful, ever patient, ever kind, your Father. The kingdom, His kingdom, not a place as much as it is a reality. The Father's kingdom is wherever His love, mercy, and peace rule supreme. Wherever He is truly God and revered as such. His kingdom. It is what Jesus Christ came bringing. The kingdom of God is at hand, He declared. And it is so because Jesus said it. And because it comes in His preaching of the gospel, in His healing of the sick, in His raising of the dead, in His casting out of the demons, in Jesus. Even more beautifully, God's kingdom comes when Jesus Christ shows the world, all of history, the one true sign of God's justice and mercy, all rolled up into one historic event, His crucifixion at the cross of Calvary. For on the cross, payment for God's justice was made, and all of the demands God had for sin made fully without fail. And on the cross, the sign of God's mercy is shown as His only begotten Son suffers and dies in your rightful place. Jesus Christ faced the perfect justice of the Father so that you would not have to, ever. And it is the Father's good pleasure. It is the Father's choice, His determination to do this, to give to you the kingdom, His kingdom, His mercy, His love, His forgiveness. You do not deserve it. You have not earned it. You have not persuaded God to give it to you. Never forget that. The confession of sins will not allow it. What have you earned from God? Tremble to think of it. Present and eternal punishment. Certainly not the right to call God your Father. certainly not the right to inherit his kingdom, and certainly not the right to receive his good pleasure. And therein lies the beauty. It is not about you. You cannot do it, earn it, find it, win it. It's a gift given to you freely, graciously, no strings attached. Given by the Father through the Son, through his very own work of salvation on the cross. And it is his good pleasure to do it. He has chosen so to do it. Salvation. No one compelled him to do it. Justice did not demand it. Actually, it's not even truly fair. That's just the way the Father likes it. It is his good pleasure. He loves doing it. He wants to do it for you. Salvation for you. With all of those saints mentioned in Hebrews 11, you believe it. You have been given faith to trust it. Faith given you in baptism. And that faith is strengthened in you in confession and absolution. And when you receive the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. There, in word and in sacrament, is God's kingdom. You need not look for it anywhere else. For that is where God has stored it, locked it away, hidden it. Salvation, forgiveness, his kingdom, in word and sacrament, in Christ. Have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom, and it is his good pleasure. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.